With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and the First Lady both calling for ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The First Family is upset with Kimmel after a joke last week described the First Lady as having the glow of an expectant widow. Kimmel's comedy routine was delivered two nights before an armed man tried to enter a hotel ballroom dinner attended by the president, First Lady, and Vice President. Melania Trump wrote online that people like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate. And the president posted a message saying Kimmel should be immediately fired by Disney and ABC. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the aftermath of the event Saturday in Washington, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there are constant discussions about better ways of protecting the president.
There will be a meeting early this week convened by the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, with top DHS leadership, members of the United States Secret Service, and our own operations team here to ensure the safety and the security of the president as we do have many of these major events moving forward. So we're always monitoring operations and procedures, always asking the tough questions to ensure the president is safe.
In the meantime, alleged gunman Cole Thomas Allen charged Monday in federal court in Washington. He did not enter a plea. Iran still playing silly games as efforts to end the war on a peaceful note are being ripped apart by Tehran's refusal to negotiate in earnest. Iran has offered to end its control over the Strait of Hormuz if the United States lifts its blockade and ends the war. King Charles III and Queen Camilla have made it to the White House, the first visit in the United States since he became king 4 years ago. SRN News. A new report on religious switching. Michael Harrington explains.
The primary finding of the Pew Research Center poll is that around the world, Catholicism is losing adherents while Protestantism is gaining them. The study also concludes that when a person leaves the Catholic Church, he usually becomes a Protestant, though some give up on religion altogether. When a person leaves Protestantism, he rarely becomes a Catholic, though, usually opting to become unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two people are under arrest that in an alleged plot to attack a Texas synagogue. A court document says it appeared they planned to drive through the congregation to, quote, kill as many Jews as possible. Congregation Beth Israel, the oldest Jewish house of worship in Texas, was founded in the 1850s. It also operates a school going up to the fifth grade. This is SRN News. The safety of a popular weed killer is before the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court seems divided over whether to block thousands of lawsuits alleging the maker of the weed killer Roundup failed to warn people it could cause cancer. There have been some multi-billion dollar verdicts against Bayer, which owns Roundup maker Monsanto. Several justices seem sympathetic to the argument by the company it can't be sued under state law because federal regulators have found Roundup likely doesn't cause cancer. But others grilled attorneys about whether that wrongly stops states from responding to new research pointing to possible links to cancer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby outlining why he thinks a merger between his airline and American would benefit travelers despite American's refusal to engage in any type of negotiations. More details, srnnews.com.